What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast, a show where we talked about
stuff.
What's more natural? Look in the camera for me.
Okay.
Is this more natural?
Okay.
Or is this more natural?
The first one.
Really?
Well,
you think me talking like this?
It looks better.
Like
it looks
so
better.
You're saying we need to work on our posture.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the whole pod, we both do this.
Uh-huh.
We shrink in, do this bit.
Yeah, I'm messing up my back.
Working on our posture and really talking to each other properly.
Shoulders back.
Mm-hmm. Very respectable.
Yeah, man. So how about those Cowboys?
I don't know.
Can you name a single player for the Dallas Cowboys?
I cannot.
Do you know what the logo looks like?
The logo? It's a star, right? The gray. It's like gray and like dark blue, kind of.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Cool. I'd say more silver.
Silver? Yeah.
Proud of you. At least you got the logo.
Let's go.
We should play Tim guess his football team based on logos. I think you think you could go 32-32?
No.
That might be a post-show idea.
Like, I don't think I can, but we can try.
I think I want to do that. Okay.
Anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. I've watched some stuff. Yeah. The Lasso penultimate episode, Silo, Knock at the Cabin.
We got the Sony event.
The PlayStation Showcase. We're going to rank Bumblebee. Also, we're going to talk about Tears of the Kingdom some more because we played more of that. That's fun.
Did we?
We did.
I don't know. I think I did.
Yeah. Also,
I haven't played in like 40.
We should be nomming the next series right now.
I guess we... Well, so can we watch the animated one?
The animated one?
Yeah.
The animated Transformers? Is there just one movie?
There's just Transformers the movie.
Oh, sure. Well, I guess
that was animated.
Yeah.
1980-something.
Transformers the movie. Hour 25 from 1986. It's $2.
It's like the OG movie.
$2.
Boy Optimus. Hour and a half.
I mean, yeah, we can watch this.
Because what? Rise of the Beast doesn't come out next week, right?
June 6th. Rise of the Beast comes out
next week. It is next week, but we could watch this before Rise of the Beast, technically.
Yeah.
So.
Because we'd watch it this week.
We just slide it in there.
And then watch Rise of the Beast.
Yeah.
And then Nom.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, we can still discuss Noms. So
okay.
We can get that in.
What's Nom? What's Nom? What are we nomming?
So, there's some things on the docket.
Yeah.
There's the Fast and the Furious
uh-huh.
franchise. It's 10 movies.
Uh-huh.
We'd have to go see one of them in theaters. We talked about Rocky.
Yes, we did.
And
the Creed films.
Yeah, Rocky and Creed. That's another, like, 9 movies, I think.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that were discussed? You said Quentin Tarantino movies. That's what Lucas...
not Lucas, throughout. Pablo.
Oh, Pablo threw that out there. Was there any other nominations, Jordan, anything you think of?
Did we have a doc for this?
You talked about DreamWorks.
Yeah.
That's a big commitment, though.
That's a lot. I thought we had a doc for this, but I guess we don't.
Yeah.
It was Illumination, but nah.
Illumination's dog.
Because I don't want to do this.
What does anybody have a preference right now?
No.
Is
no preference.
No preference from you, Jordan. Is there anything like you're like I'd really want to do that one? Yeah.
I'm gonna look up film franchises.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not particularly against any. I'll be honest. I don't.
Ooh. You know
Quentin Tarantino doesn't feel like the vibe right now.
Johnny Depp movies.
But I'm not opposed to really any of those choices.
I don't know how I feel about the series of like this director or
actor. We did Nolan.
So and that was good.
It feels right.
We did.
But we did Miyazaki.
We did Ghibli.
I guess.
I guess his son is also Miyazaki. That's like Studio Ghibli. I don't know. That's different.
It does feel slightly
different. I'm just saying, Johnny Depp movies wouldn't be bad. That's a lot of
bangers.
There's
a lot of them.
Oh, that is a good one as well.
That's almost as long as DreamWorks, though. So do you just pick your favorite?
We could also
do
the
Johnny
Lord of the Rings
Depp
movies.
Films.
Those are not bad either.
Lord of the Rings.
There's only 6 of those, so we're not able to get 2.
There's no shot that it's that many.
What?
I think it just said 85.
Yeah, dude. You think actors do one movie a year?
No, Johnny Depp been acting, bro.
Okay,
he was
this
also
list
a
doesn't
kid
look like 85.
He was like a teenage actor.
Okay, so you got...
He's been acting for a long time, brother.
I don't want cameos. Okay, Johnny Depp lead films. Okay?
Because what was his first big one? Was it Edward Scissorhands? Or was he in something before that?
I think Crybaby was before that.
Yeah, Crybaby might have been earlier.
here's a complete ranked list right here. So, that's no, not that. That's highest. That's an ad.
Or did you go too far?
This is highest ranking.
Too far. Oh, there you go.
No, well, this is just top. 90? It's just top 10.
Hold up.
That's a lot of work just to see what films. No, were you about to say just shut up?
Yes. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Oh, his first movie was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay. 6, 7, 8. We're not 9, 10, 11, 12. This doesn't count. This doesn't count.
No, 13. That does count because it says it's not. It's also.
Oh, okay, yeah. 13, 14. If he's uncredited, he's barely in that.
Yeah.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
That's too many already. Nope.
20, 29.
I want you to know you just
30,
got.
31, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9,
10, 10. That's 40. 1, okay. 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 1.
Okay. We're not doing it, brother.
Maybe we just pick our favorite
Johnny Depp.
Just our favorite.
If you're going to do such that a many niche. Movies, you might as well just do DreamWorks.
Yeah, that's a lot. I didn't realize. What if we just watch the classic Johnny Depp movies?
So Pirates of the Caribbean.
So like
what's
those?
Classic to you? Have you even seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, it's a great film.
Have you seen Crybaby?
No.
You seen Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yes. Okay. But yeah, like those Platoon probably. I didn't think he was in Platoon. Don't remember him in Platoon.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Platoon's not worth watching.
Or maybe it is.
I don't know. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I think this is a veto from me.
Yeah, we can't just pull out the heaters and watch those and then rank.
We can. Sleepy
Hollow.
I don't
think I got it for Johnny Depp like that.
I love Johnny Depp, man.
Then of course watch Babylon.
The Pirates movies.
That's an off statement, but
Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Okay, let me just go back to the list of film franchises.
Wait, you looked up film franchises and found Johnny Depp before anything?
No, because I was thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, film franchises.
Yes.
All right, Fast and Furious.
So just watch the X-Men movies.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, X-Men.
I'm not kidding about that one.
Bond.
That's not a bad one.
The Mission Impossible films.
That's not a bad one either.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Despicable Me. Batman. Spider-Man. Star Wars.
No.
You do realize at some point that's
at some point we will have to.
It's gonna get knocked.
We did Harry Potter. Lord Why is Ouija?
Lord of the Rings.
Just one.
There.
Just one. Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies.
What are those? You have the
Bourne movies. The Hunger Games.
Insidious universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bourne movies.
Save that for October-ish.
The Hunger Games movies.
We just watched those.
Yeah, we literally did just watch them.
Just the Shrek movies.
I'm down.
I know that.
The Scream movies. There's like, what, 7 of those or something?
If you've seen one, you've seen them all. Literally.
Yeah, for real.
The Before movies. Yeah, those are good. The Alien movies. Die Hard. Oh, just the 3 movies. The Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and At World's End.
They're connect.
Which are these? Oh, the Final Destination movies. Okay. Film series.
Maybe I nom X-Men.
All time top
X-Men
film
is pretty
franchises.
Good.
I haven't seen the 3 of them in a hot minute. Now, does that include like Logan?
Pixar.
Yes, because it's the same universe.
Star Wars.
That's all I care about.
Disney.
I think
Spider-Man.
What,
Batman.
That makes 6 total.
Harry Potter.
Well, you got no.
Avengers.
It's more than that.
X-Men.
I don't think it is.
You got X-Men.
You have X-Men, X2, X-Men The Last Stand, X-Men First Class, X-Men Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse, X-Men Origins Wolverine, The Wolverine, Logan, Dark Phoenix, The New Mutants, Deadpool, and Deadpool 2. Ooh.
You could maybe drop Deadpools.
Yeah, I don't think I count Deadpool in there.
It references the X-Men universe, but it's not that serious.
It's not connected like that.
I think you just go until... I don't even know if you watch The New Mutants.
That's some show, isn't it? Or is that
I do. I would like
I
to watch New
awful.
Mutants.
Yes,
but it has Anya Tate as Magic. Like, come on.
I just want to watch.
The DC universe?
Logan. Brother?
James Bond.
You want to torture yourself? Let's do DC.
Jurassic. No, fuck.
Let's
no.
do it.
Jurassic Park.
The Snyder Cut. You and I.
No.
4 hours.
No. Damn, Despicable Me is like one of the highest rated film franchises in terms of money made.
I'm having a bad day. Yeah, come on.
Shrek movies, Pirates movies. Hunger Games. I'm not watching Star Trek. I'm not watching Twilight.
You're not watching Twilight?
No.
Mission
Impossible.
You know what? Just for that statement, I'll nom Twilight right now.
Well, hold up.
Don't waste the nom.
Tell me what I can and can't do.
Lord of the Rings.
You'd probably be surprised how many people would watch those movies, to be honest.
All right, let's get on track
here. Okay, hold up. Sometimes
you're
you feel like you might hit something that's like, this is Planet the one. Apes? Ooh, Planet of the Apes. I've been wanting to watch those.
That was the example. What you just said.
I've been wanting to watch those.
You've never seen any of them?
I've watched parts of some.
The newer ones or the old ones?
I don't know. The three newer ones, everyone's like, these
are
good.
Did it look like apes or humans in ape costumes, or did it look like apes?
I can't remember. I was a child.
Brother, you'll know.
Then it wasn't the new ones.
Yeah.
But these three new ones are apparently goated.
Yeah, they're great.
But do I want to watch six shitty ones?
Who said they're shitty?
I don't know.
Look up.
They're 1968, bro.
Look up Beneath the Planet of the Apes, and let's see what the IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes is.
Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Let's see.
37.
That's pretty rough.
And, I mean, look at these apes.
We got to watch it.
No. God.
I think we have to.
Holy fuck. They're only on Stars.
Don't yawn, bro. You woke up at 11:30.
Sorry, bro. Sorry. Rocky. What are we nomming?
I nom X-Men. I'm in a Marvelish mood right now. I'm going to go back to my roots. I'm going to hit it with some X-Men. Some highlighters there. Days of Future Past.
Mm-hmm.
Logan.
Of course.
And then you get to go OG X-Men.
Yeah.
You get Charles Xavier, Storm,
Charles.
Beast. You got Cyclops, Jean Grey, Hugh Jackman in the early days.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal pick. Great movies all around.
Mm-hmm.
Until some of them. They're bad. I've never seen, what is it, Dark Phoenix?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, Jordan?
Yeah. Yes.
Haven't seen that one. So it'd be a new movie for me.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
New Mutants, trash. Apparently.
I still think we should watch it, though. It's probably
I think I'd be okay with watching it because I haven't seen it. So I'm locking in X-Men.
All right.
I'm down.
Jordan, what's the nom, bro?
Twilight.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I think X-Men's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like someone's obligated to nom the Fast movies. I don't think I want it to be me, though. I'm kind of feeling the opposite of Mike here. I want to take it backwards. Let's go. Let's watch Lord of the Rings. I'm going to nom that.
That's not terrible. Never seen those movies.
Do we watch the extended cuts?
Yes, we watch the long versions and all the Hobbit movies too.
Okay.
All right. I got to nom Tarantino. I'm obligated.
Are you actually obligated?
Yeah, I told Pablo that I would next time when he voted.
You could also still nominate a fourth if you'd like, because that's really just.
Okay.
Well, I think if we're going to just add a fourth in, we should just do the Fast because we did say that last time.
Okay, four possible new franchise rewatches. I'm adding everyone here.
I should have done Star Wars, Mike.
Just vote to make you mad. Reacting.
How would we watch it? Would we watch it in chronological order or release order?
You should watch it in chronological order.
Furious.
I think it makes it better.
Because everything else is watched in release order.
Tarantino.
Yeah, but I think for that specific one.
Three. Sorry.
For that particular franchise, I think chronological
X-Men
tells the story better. You should watch it in chronological
order. Four.
Yeah.
Well, who was the last one?
It was Fast.
No,
Fast.
What did you say, Jordan?
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Just put slash Hobbit.
Just put LOTR slash Hobbit. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's that X-Men
is? Of all those movies, they're all good, I think. I'm not offended, but kind of want Tarantino to lose. I'm sorry, Pablo. All
right, I'm putting a reaction on all of these so people can just click that reaction and vote for it. Click the reaction to vote. Looks like Fast and Furious already has three.
Damn. Quick, fast.
Who?
Probably Noah. Well, one is me, and my vote will shift as soon as all of these have one vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because I currently have voted for all four just to put a reaction.
Gotcha. I understand. I hear you. Let me see who did this. Noah wants to watch the Fast movies.
I think that's just the ones he knows.
Well, Noah was typing, and then the number went up, so.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay, we're voting. So I can remove that vote. I can remove that vote. There we go.
Nice.
And then I'll remove the other two as soon as they have one vote. Cool. All right. What's there we go. On? Let's stay on topic and let's just go ahead and rank the Transformers. Running.
Yeah. Pull up Transformers.
Since we're already here.
We have now left the Bayverse.
And no.
Have.
They're which, connected.
No, they're not.
They're connected. They no. Say, that's what they say.
Optimus is at the end of this movie.
They did not say they're connected. They just said it's a prequel.
Look, I'm telling you. Rise of the Beasts is a sequel to Bumblebee also, and is connected to the 2007 movie.
It's definitely not.
That's what they said.
Starscream at the beginning. Let's it's talk
not,
about something.
I thought it was Starscream.
It's definitely not Starscream.
I just thought the reason I said Starscream is because he was a plane. That's the only reason I said
he's
it.
He's not. It's not Starscream.
Could tell you who it was.
And Prime is at the end.
Yeah.
Prime lands on Earth with the rest of the
look. Look, Autobots. All I'm saying is maybe he leaves and comes back. They're saying that it's connected. People making movies said they're connected.
And didn't they also imply in the fifth one that Bumblebee was it?
They're in World War One?
Yes.
Yes.
They're not connected.
They're saying that they are.
They said that so people would go to the theaters.
No, if they want more people to go to the theaters, you'll say they're not connected.
No, the normal man, the average person, wants stuff to be connected.
Sure.
So, they don't want to be like, oh, our reboot?
Okay. Bring them up. Bring them up.
It's not connected.
Let's rank them. Let's rank Bumblebee.
Hold on. In my headcanon, they're totally separate.
Okay, you're up.
All right. That's just number one.
Three, two, one. See. I'm kidding. Move everything down a tier and put Bumblebee at S tier.
Yeah.
I think that's how this goes.
Yeah.
I think I still leave them one S. Nah,
I don't think
they all suck.
The first one's an S tier movie.
You want to move everything down?
We shift it all down one slot.
I think you move the A tier to B. You can keep
that one B tier as well.
Is that Dark of the Moon or Revenge of the Fallen? Couldn't
fucking tell you.
What was the third one?
No idea.
Dark of the Moon. You can move Dark of the Moon to B tier. That's fine with me.
Boom.
I think this is correct.
Yeah, this movie is far and away better than any of the other fucking Transformers movies.
It's
by like a landslide.
The word I would use to describe this is way more digestible.
Mm-hmm. Also,
there's just way less stuff going on.
Yeah, the stakes are high, but not that high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the stakes are... The Decepticons show up and fuck everything up. But like, the stakes aren't like... There's another planet in the sky.
Yeah. You know it's not like Chicago's gone.
And so you're not sitting there like... It's kind of dumb that this little 18-year-old girl is here doing this stuff because with what's going on, you're like, no, this kind of makes sense.
Yes.
The moment you
it's
start
very
to...
very contained, which is good.
When you start to bring in Secretary of Defense and stuff, that's when you, like, start to... The thing mm-hmm. starts to fall between your fingers, but they don't stay there very long.
Yeah.
And they move on. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Bumblebee... I hate the bumbling idiot like trope just in movies in general.
Yeah, but they do.
It does okay here, probably because he's a robot. But
he's a robot. He's lost his memory.
Yeah. But for the most part, I tend to hate that. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad here. John Cena definitely the worst part of this film, but he's not on screen very much. So
this I will say this is like near the beginning of John Cena's acting career, like serious acting career. So it's not like a stellar performance.
He was in like Fred.
Yeah, he had done Fred and then this.
Yeah.
I think he's a much better actor now. Like, you've seen him in Suicide Squad. He's like, he does great in Suicide
Squad. Haley Steinfeld did great.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bumblebee origin story. His voice box is gone. He's trying to figure out the radio.
Yeah, they produced the movie like it's
personally,
a
personally prefer him movie. Talking, like, but that's just my own personal take.
You prefer him talking?
Yeah, just talking like a regular dude.
Well, yeah. When he does that, it's cool.
And then...
It's this whole shit.
They just do cooler stuff in this film, man. They don't lock every Transformer into having only one thing they can transform into.
Yeah.
Without having to, like, override it with something else. Like, Optimus will always be a little thing. Like, the one dude's turned into a fucking helicopter, into a car, back into a helicopter, mm-hmm. back into a car. It's fucking cool.
It is very cool. They're way more creative with...
makes the fight scenes better.
With this film. It's just...
Like, Bumblebee being half the car and half himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. And then, yeah, they just do cool scenes. Like when he takes his arm out to grab onto the railing, or when they do the like loop-de-loop in the tunnel. And he like does like kind of like a half run, but he's still kind of the car, but not really. And like it makes it really interesting. Like the front part of him is the car, but he has his feet and he jumps off the cop car with it.
Yeah.
They do cool stuff like that, which they did not do in any of the Bay movies. It was like they had this one transform thing and that was it.
My favorite part of this movie is the first 2 minutes when we're on Cybertron.
Yeah.
I just want a Transformer. I love... Because then it... When you're on Cybertron and it's only Transformers, it feels like you're watching an animated movie.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you
yeah.
are. It's just CGI.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
But they, then you, you add humans and
they also went for an obviously much more cartoony look for the robots.
It's more, yeah, more accurate to what the Transformers actually are,
yeah,
which is toys.
Toys, yeah. They're like very, like, they look squishy compared mm-hmm. to like the ones in the Bayverse, which mm-hmm. are like...
Badass.
They're like
they're
dark,
hyper realistic,
yeah,
robotic metal.
Things. Like even the dudes fighting on Decepticon, on Cybertron, it looks like you're watching the cartoon, but with ray tracing on.
Yeah.
So,
it's good.
Yeah.
Way more digestible. Kylie walked in the room and was like, "Hey, you haven't watched the last 5 movies. Doesn't matter. You can watch this one."
Yeah.
This one's cute, fun, and
yeah. I actually had Adrian invested.
Digestible.
Yeah.
So,
I like it.
I like it a lot.
That's
too.
It. Now we're gonna watch the animated one.
Yes. You got the touch. You'll probably, I don't know if you'll like it.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
I don't
see.
Know if it's up your alley. Hmm.
All right, moving on.
Let's move.
Moving on.
Let's move.
Moving on.
Let's.
What have you watched besides Ted Lasso? Just Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso. We finished Love and Death, little HBO series.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy. But it was just, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, the story itself wasn't cool. It was tragic, mm-hmm. actually, but mm-hmm. it was good watch.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Ted Lasso fire.
Ted Lasso, I'm not ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the last
episode. Period.
And I think I know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I feel, man.
Yeah, it's going to be the end of it all, man.
This has been my...
My dad's caught up. He's caught up.
He's all the way caught
yeah,
up?
Yeah, sure, ski.
And is he, like, all on board?
Yeah, he loves it.
See... This show is magical.
I know.
Because normally, your father and us.
Yeah.
Different sides of what you would consider enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some crossover. Uh-huh. But like this show, it doesn't matter who
no,
you are.
It's so good. It
doesn't
so good.
Matter where you land politically. Oh,
it's so good.
Morally, ethically.
When my dad texts me, he sends me live texts.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like in the shits of like Trent Krim finding out about home guy.
Uh-huh.
And his immediate response isn't like... I don't want this on my TV. Yeah. His media response was like, yo, is he going to tell the crew? I was like, okay, you're invested.
It's so good.
You're invested.
It tackles these very like relatable
yeah.
real world issues so
yeah.
well. And it's just, that's I'm great, not, dude. I'm not ready for it to end. It's my support show.
Mm-hmm.
And my, I want Jason Sudeikis to just make another show.
Yeah.
Do the same thing, but soccer guy goes and coaches a football
team. It's wild. It's over. I thought Apple TV would milk it forever.
Maybe he just has way more creative control than we think.
It's their
just
most
like,
pop,
I'm done.
Most pop show.
Yeah, I mean, I've told everybody, if you can get like a free month subscription or something,
watch
go use
shit.
It and go binge that show.
It's
the
Lasso's
best
funny.
Show.
Yeah,
I'm not ready.
And then also on Apple TV Plus, Silo. I started mm-hmm. that. I've watched the first 2 episodes. Like 6 of the episodes are out.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out like every Friday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. It's like a little dystopian. It's like City of Ember vibes. These people live in a silo, kind of like underground. But it's not underground. The top of the silo is above ground.
Oh,
but there's like a screen that shows outside, and like the world is like destroyed. And there was like some sort of rebellion that destroyed all the records.
It's Fallout Shelter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everything outside is like destroyed, and it looks like a post-apocalypse, and nobody knows what's going on outside. But you kind of figure out through other stuff that they might be lying. The video feed might be fake. Can you know, is it actually clean outside? Is everything fine outside? I don't know. And so it's like a lot of like inner politics of what's going on. And
yeah,
also they'll let you go outside, but you just can't come back in. And then so when the people go outside, they die.
Do they actually? They die?
Well, that's the thing. Like, is it fake? Do they actually die? You don't really know. Like, at least in the first 2 episodes, you haven't really found out. Like,
kind of gives
what's going
me
on?
Like a Attack on Titan vibes.
Yeah, yeah, it has like those type of things, and it's really good. It's really good, actually. I like it quite a lot.
Cool.
So I've been watching that. And then I watched Knock at the Cabin.
That is the Dave Bautista joint.
M. Night Shyamalan, Dave Bautista,
no,
Rupert Grint.
I'm dubbing it a Dave Bautista joint.
Rupert Grint, little Ron Weasley.
Oh, Rupert's in it too.
Yeah, he's in there.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. It was interesting. I think that...
Better than Old?
Oh, yeah. That movie fucking sucks.
Nah, sure.
It's way better than Old. It's like a 7. It's nothing crazy. That's but true. It's only an hour and a half. It's not too bad. And M. Night Shyamalan took the ending of the book and said, fuck that, I'm going to do my own ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his ending better.
Cool.
Because I listened to the book first.
I don't know nothing.
Hated the fucking ending of the book.
Really?
I was like, this fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But the ending of the show is like...
What'd you watch, though?
Oh. Couldn't tell you. I rented it for a dollar.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't remember what it was on. Okay. It was 99 cents. Anyway, that's it for the stuff we've been watching.
Let's do some highlights from the Sony event.
Yeah, the Sony showcase. Because
we don't
showcase. Really
touch everything. But let's exactly. get the highlights.
So, I'm scrolling through their blog posts just to see.
You want to top? You want to start at the top? Or start at the bottom?
Hold up. I'm just going to scroll through their blog. I got to put in my birthday to get access.
Damn, bro. You got paywalled?
Yeah, I got paywalled. Okay, here we go. First and foremost, Project Q.
The Switch?
The handheld the PSP? Thing. Yeah, that's not the PSP. 3-hour battery life.
It's the Wii U, bro.
Yeah, this thing's dumb as fuck.
Who?
I don't know. It's a streaming device where you can stream from your PS5 to your thing, and I guess that's cool, but I don't give a fuck.
I don't either. Like, just be one or the other.
Yeah. Then they announced Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater remake, mm-hmm. but it's Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. It's not Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, because mm-hmm. I guess chronologically this one's the first one. In actual what? Time, it's like a prequel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. My Snake
couldn't tell you. Also,
zero.
They're super weird about who the fuck is making this game.
Why?
They haven't,
is it because of...
There's no dev team. Like, they haven't said who the dev team is. And they released a statement... From the Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater official website, it said message from the dev team, and it's signed development team, but not an official name.
Why?
It's signed the development team.
Why is it weird? Is it a...
It's just weird.
Is it like a Konami thing?
Yeah, but who's making the game?
That's weird. I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. And
yeah,
then,
if we find out, is it going to be bad news?
I don't know. And it's we're also freak. Like... Who they're not exactly Ooh. Explicit on the voice acting. They seem to kind of be communicating that the voice acting is just going to be recycled audio from the original. Sure. Maybe, but I don't know.
How do you know? I don't know.
They're kind of being weird. Then you got a teaser for Bungie's Marathon.
Yeah,
it's a remake of some old Bungie game.
I am so neutral on this.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't know nothing about
Destiny
it.
2 new expansion.
Sure. I think I'm off the boat.
No, I'm just saying I'm over. It's a boat. You know, it's a boat.
I'm off the boat for Destiny.
I like the boat. I got the boat. It's like hooked onto the dock.
It's just in my backyard.
Sure.
I'm off the boat for a little while.
I agree. It's fucking cheap. Nobody can ever fucking kill anyone. I keep saying this. This is my number one critique of modern media.
Nobody's
fucking
dead.
Kill people.
Let them die.
Stranger Things. Don't fucking kill nobody.
You think... Oh, never mind. We've had this conversation 1,000 times.
What?
I was going to say, you think they're going to bring Homeboy back?
Dude, everyone's coming back.
Nobody dies.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Street Fighter, who gives a fuck? They showed the Marvel Spider-Man 2 gameplay trailer. That was cool. Showed us way too much.
Honestly. You think they showed us too much?
It was like fucking 20 minutes.
I do think they should have just had a Spider-Man showcase.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to... Also,
tune in tomorrow.
I would like to have played that fucking level. You know?
I think that's probably like the first 20 minutes.
I hope it's the intro, yeah.
I know what, because no way are you like 5 hours into the game then get introduced to Peter Parker being the same.
Of course.
But how do you feel about, in general, about what you saw there?
Oh, it looked fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's not going to beat Tears of the Kingdom out, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
Something feels weird. I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, I don't either. Sounds like MatPat.
Dude, I saw somebody put the picture of MatPat up there.
He's like, wait.
I think that's...
He should have hunted somebody.
There's such a weird thing about angsty Peter Parkers that I don't like.
It's MatPat, bro.
It is MatPat.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Fair Games, some weird... It looked like Payday, but... There was a problem with a lot of these that were shown, and one was... This showcase was, for the most part, pretty weak. And two... It was just like no gameplay for anything.
No gameplay.
Like, so a lot of times I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck this is. Helldivers 2, that's dope. Fuck yeah. Into Helldivers.
See, everybody said that, and I've never heard of Helldivers before today.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Helldivers is awesome. It's like one of those ones that's like Castle Crashers. Mm-hmm. It's a couch co-op one that you would play a lot, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's like Castle Crashers.
I'd never.
So Helldivers 2 looked really, really dope. Concord, Alan Wake 2, who cares? Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Whelmed.
Yeah, I think everyone's like, excited to go back to basics, but I don't think everyone really. I think this is a careful what you wish for situation.
They didn't show me anything besides it being back to basics.
I think people are gonna play it and be like, "Nah, I like these fucking open world ones way better. They're just way better."
Yeah,
you suck.
I think that's what's gonna happen too.
Yeah, Dragon's Dogma 2, kind of excited for that. Yeah, I am as well. Final Fantasy 16.
I'm in.
That bought you in.
I think I was already bought in.
Yeah, a little Game of Thrones action.
And what's going to happen is I'm going to get it, and then I'm going to play for 10 hours and not have gotten to, like, the first objective.
Yeah.
Because that's how that game is.
That's how those
are. And then I'm going to drop it.
Maybe. Or you might love it.
Maybe it's fire.
Yeah, could be fire. I don't know. Foam Stars, Splatoon, but for straight people. Dude.
The game looks bad.
Yeah, I hate this. This game looks so stupid.
Man gets his jokes from
Twitter. Something about, yeah, dude, all my jokes come from Twitter. Immortals of Avium stuff, Tower Fantasy.
I think that's pretty much it.
I don't know what that is. A bunch of PSVR 2 shit, but nothing looked new crazy. New FNAF,
Help Wanted to.
Who cares about most of that? And then a bunch of indies. Oh, Ghost Runner 2. Ghost Runner 2.
Yeah, you get Ghost Runner 2. You get the new...
Plucky Squire.
Journey-ish game.
Sword of the Sea is what that was called. Plucky Squire, got to see more of that. Hell yeah. Teardown coming to PS5. Cat Quest. Some game called Neva.
Neva.
Revenant Hill, blah, blah, blah. Talos Principle 2 is dope. That's coming out.
All right, give it a grade.
And that's it. I don't know. It was like a 2 or 3 out of 5.
B minus for me.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
It was just okay. It didn't feel too great, and there wasn't a lot of gameplay. And it felt like it was filled to the brim with fluff, but a lot of fluff that had no substance. Like, Marathon? Oh, cool. Bungie's remaking Marathon. Can I see some shooting?
Yeah. It was, yes. A like lot of fluff.
Like, 30, like, you know, 2.5 minutes of a cinematic trailer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I hype? I don't know. I don't think so. I can't. And I think I'm in my era of, like, I genuinely have to see gameplay before I give two shits about anything.
Yeah,
unless it's like, you know, I could see a cinematic for Spider-Man 2. I know what that's going to be like because I played Spider-Man 1, right? So, like, Wolverine, I'm kind of hyped for, but, like, I need to see how that game's going to play.
I mean, it's Insomniac still doing Wolverine.
Right? Yeah, so you know it's going to be quality.
That's why I'm like, yeah.
And then, of course, the Bungie thing is going to be quality, but I want to see, like, how are you going to differentiate yourself from the million other shooters
out there? Yeah, because you can't just tell me you're making a shooter game and then get me excited.
That and make work me, no yeah. More. It's just not going to fucking work. It's not going to work.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
You see the rumors that, about CD Projekt Red?
Nah.
That Sony might be trying to acquire CD Projekt Red.
That would be a big one.
I think that would be a huge one. It's not a loss for me.
Yeah.
I'm not a Witcher guy, but I know a lot of people are.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best games of all time.
And we also been playing more Tears of the Kingdom. I've now completed 3 of the 4 objectives.
Nice.
I'm 70 hours in.
Jesus Christ.
Game is so fucking good.
I
love it.
You're gonna be a little upset with me.
Why? You haven't played any?
No, I've played a little bit. I pulled up a map of the shrines.
You pulled up a map of the shrines already?
Yeah, bro.
You can't turn it into a job, Mike.
But I want it to be.
No.
That's what makes it feel good. Because then I can go.
I'm at 77. I'm at 80 shrines.
Because what hurts for me is to just, like, go complete the first objective and then just leave that area of the map.
Don't leave it. Walk around.
I did.
Walk around some more. Do you have the shrine locator? Like, the bloop, bloop?
No.
Go get it.
But then I have to leave.
Then come back. You got fast travel. Nah, you can you can literally click the map and be back there in seconds.
Zink, zink, zink. I clear it, bro.
No, bro.
I wanna leave and never come back.
Bro. Oh, my God. I don't want to see your hero's path.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see it.
It's going to be from shrine to shrine to shrine.
Anyway.
Because that's what I think what I enjoy most about Zelda, or Tears of the Kingdom specifically, is not necessarily
the just journey. A checklist?
I enjoy solving shrines.
Sure. Except that one that you were like, fuck this shrine.
Which one?
Courage to Fall.
Oh, I think that's poor game design.
I think it was fine game design. I think people are stupid.
Jordan. Yeah. You enter a room, right?
Okay.
And it's a massive room. There's a lot of places to go. Okay. But in front of you is a wall of red lasers. Okay. Or you can just go to the left, climb, do some other stuff, enter a room, all kinds of shit. Are you going to go walk into the wall of lasers?
Yes. No. That's exactly what I fucking did.
How? What? See?
Because Why? Who knows what those lasers do?
I assume hurt me.
No. They haven't hurt you before.
I've not encountered them before.
They don't. Anytime, if you played any other shrines, there's parts where the lasers run into you on purpose. Even in the tutorial one, the lasers hit you on purpose and they trigger something to happen. Like a lever opening, a door opening.
You're saying that? I don't let them hit me.
Yeah.
I'm built different. Until that moment, I had never been hit by one of them lasers.
Like, you never got to the one where, like, you got to bob and weave to get through, and then you get to the end, and it's a wall of lasers coming at you, and you have to ascend up to it.
No.
Okay. Well, when that shrine's like right in Hyrule Field, but when you walk forward, there's no way around it, and the lasers hit you no matter what, and then it opens the floor. So when I go there, I was like, these lasers probably open the floor.
See, I was not taught that.
And then I walked into the lasers. I was like, they open the floor. So when you get to the second part, and everyone's like, I can't get down to the chest. I'm like, walk into the fucking lasers. They open the floor.
I was not taught that. I just had to sit there and be like,
you're like, how do I get down there? I can't figure it out,
dude. I got no clue.
And I was just like, walk into the fucking lasers. Hey. Yeah, I'm pretty much alone in this. Most people were like, what the fuck is this dumbass shrine?
That sounds like bad game.
Everyone hates it.
I think it is bad.
That was, I'm going to keep it stacked. That was my favorite shrine.
If they had introduced that.
That's my favorite shrine. You have to get a key. You have to do a bunch of stuff.
It's a great shrine. Knowing what you know.
Sure.
Not knowing that stuff.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I love that shrine. It's my favorite one.
It was a good shrine. But I do enjoy the puzzle part of it. The just like
little micro puzzles.
I totally enjoyed the first objective.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing.
Yeah, dude, going across that thing with like climbing and jumping.
As soon as you get to the top of the mountain and start doing the real stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I loved it. Yeah, love the
ascending
the dungeon part of it, you know?
Yeah.
I love that part of the game.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm not too interested in hopping on the horse and just like.
Yeah, don't hop on the horse. Fuck the horse.
Okay.
You jump in a sky tower and you fucking float around.
Ah, sure.
That's how I do it. I never ride the horse. Fuck the horse.
See, why do that when I can just pull up the map and be like, oh, we can go here and find a shrine.
Oh my God, no.
I love it.
Anyway, moving on.
I just
want
to do the puzzles.
Moving on. Read them around before we go into the post show.
Yeah, let's finish this.
Why do you think that we associate certain colors with measurable attributes? Health is red, mana is blue, stamina is green. Because that's just what humans do, bro.
Well, did a game introduce that first and then we've always just associated with it since that point? Or was it associated with before that?
I think in general, we associate all kinds of shit with colors. Like red means stop, my guy.
He just means in general?
No, he just means why do we associate certain colors with measurable attributes? Because they just feel like, I don't know. Color binders did you use for your class in school? There you go.
I'm going to say a word. You're going to tell me what color you associate
with. Go ahead.
A measurable thing, right?
Okay.
Height.
Height? I don't know. For some reason, I just...
See? There's not one.
Yeah. Nothing.
Is it because nobody's ever assigned one?
I don't know.
Blue.
Nah, that's whack.
What?
Blue for height, bro?
What is yours?
I don't know. Nah. Mm.
Is health always green? No, it can be red too. Right?
Health is most often red.
Health is, yeah. Well, it can go from some healths go from green to red, like they change.
Sure. Yeah.
Stamina is most of the time green.
Yeah.
Sometimes yellow.
Yeah, but most health is
only. Why do we associate blue with mana?
I don't know. Cause magic.
What?
Cause magic.
Magic the what?
Just magic. Yeah, magic.
Is magic blue?
Yeah, bro. Magic be blue.
Like,
cast a spell right now. You'll see the colors.
Avada Kedavra is green.
That's different though.
What spell is blue? I think lightning spells give me blue vibes.
Magic is blue, bro.
But magic can be any color.
Yeah, but it's blue. Most often.
Yeah, sure, right. I don't know.
Who knows why? But that's just how the human brain's wired, bro.
That's true.
You know that we can see yellow light faster than red light. That's why there's a yellow in between the green and the red.
What?
Yeah. In terms of the reaction time from hitting our eyeballs to our brain, quicker to we
I don't
see
think
yellow.
That's true. For
I
you.
Swear to. I swear. Fuck you.
It don't work for you, brother.
Go fuck yourself. Anyway, that's it for the show. Thank you, guys.
All right, tune into the post show. I make Tim look at sports logos and tell me
ball.
The same. Don't say sports ball. Bro.
We'll catch you on the flip, though.
Man finishes OJ. All right, goodbye. Goodbye.